Today we will cover how to upload data that is stored locally on your machine, save a dataset, and talk about other ways of data ingress. For example, if you have a CSV file on your machine, the simplest way of importing it is just adding it. Browse to the CSV file on your machine. If you've uploaded a previous version of this dataset, you'll have to decide whether you want to overwrite it by clicking the check mark. I want to create a new dataset, so I'm not going to check the box. Enter a name that will be easy for you to remember later. Now that the data has been uploaded, the easiest way to find it is to search for it. To see the list of all available datasets, expand the Saved Datasets section. This dataset is now available for use in any experiment in your workspace. If you have an existing experiment where you've manipulated the data, then you can also easily save it as a dataset. This is now a dataset that you can use in other experiments. We discussed how you can upload data locally from your machine. If you have a data source online, then use the Reader module to ingress the data directly from many different data sources. By using the Reader module, you are not constrained by the resources of your web browser. You can ingress data files or tables directly from the cloud into your online workspace. You can also provide a URL for the data and specify its format. Hive queries are supported too. You can also import data from SQL, Azure, Table, and Blob storage. If it's from a data feed provider, then OData is also supported. Getting data is the first step in building a machine learning model. And now you have many ways of importing data into your workspace. Thanks for watching.